Well, with COVID-19, the outbreak is on our doorstep. Students who attend school in the metro area in St. John's, Belle Island, Witless Bay, Mobile, they're going to be out of school for at least the next 2 weeks. The Newfoundland and Labrador English School District is suspending K-12 in-class instruction, effective immediately. Online instruction is going to start for high school students today, for junior high on Friday, and primary and elementary on Monday. All school staff, except those who are required to self-isolate, will be required to report to work. Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Good morning, Mr. Ingram.
And good morning to you.
So what's your reaction and how the decision that teachers and staff have to go in?
Well, there's two things to it. First of all, I want to say that I'm pleased to see the decision that was made to suspend in-class instruction for all schools in the Metro St. John's area. The response to your question today clearly illustrates where the public at large feels about it, and it's certainly an argument we've made since the initial decision. If you're going to have an effective circuit breaker, it has to be a complete circuit breaker. And it was, without question, the right decision. And the reality is, in the metro area, what we see with the community spread, our schools are so intertwined through sports, through activities, we had to monitor this going forward. And there may be further expansion needed, and we need to look at that.
So, carry on.
No, I say, now with regard to the concerns raised, since 4:30 yesterday evening, when this press conference was over, I wouldn't be able to count the number of emails received from teachers that were concerned. Our staff were engaged, countless emails, countless phone calls, and just to give you an idea, some of our staff were triaging the calls, and don't use that term lightly, based on the voicemails, and if there were people crying on the other end. There were a lot of teachers who were extraordinarily concerned. The fact of the matter is, however, getting back to the work from home, government and the school districts have invested in technology, a significant amount as a hallmark announcement earlier this year, for technology for laptops and the like that would allow teachers to work from home. Laptops are mobile devices that are designed to have mobile access. The decision to suspend in-person class in metro schools was made very little notice. It wasn't reasonable to expect teachers with children who require adult care and supervision would be able to arrange the alternate child care for a short period of time by this morning. That being said, as I mentioned, our staff were engaged regularly with district staff, with department staff. I engaged with Minister Osborne initially when the partial circuit breaker was announced. Following through that, I engaged Minister Osborne throughout the day yesterday. I'm pleased with the engagement through the parties. And we were able to arrive at a solution for regarding child care, to accommodate teacher parenting needs by giving them options to work from home. That being said, there are other situations that we need to work through. We have teachers that are commuting from outside the Metro St. John's area in. That creates some complication and problems. We have teachers who are immunocompromised. That creates problems as well. And while I'm pleased we're able to have a solution for the child care fund, we need to have further discussion and work through those, and our staff will be doing so over the coming days.
Dean Ingram, president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, why doesn't it make sense for teachers to do the online instruction from their classrooms?
From their classrooms? Well, again, but it comes down to saying, if you look to Dr. Fitzgerald, she's very clear and articulate, and this is the advice of the chief medical officer. Her words aren't unclear. If you can work from home, you should work from home. And she's made that very clear during the most recent COVID-19 briefings. Anyone in the metro area who is able to work from home should. She's indicated with respect to daycares, anyone who can keep their child home for the next 2 weeks should do so. This problem does fare well by adhering to Dr. Fitzgerald's advice. I would suggest this is something we should continue to do, and in this matter as well. It's a very significant decision to close all metro schools for 2 weeks. It also indicates how serious a situation we find ourselves in. I guess the question has to be asked, why would government and school districts not want to do their part to improve the effectiveness of the circuit break, limiting unnecessary interactions to help control the spread, and authorize teachers to work from home? That's a legitimate question. It's our position that teachers at metro schools should have the option of working from home when they have two things, the means but also the ability to do so. We're simply asking, and our position is that the advice from Dr. Fitzgerald, the statements from Dr. Fitzgerald that have served this problem so well should be applied here as well.
Could they teach from home? I mean, like what majority or what percentage, rather, of teachers that you represent are able to go home?
Well, I would suggest a large component there in preparation. The province is getting ready to move to online learning through the schools in the metro areas that shut down. And If that teacher has the function, internet capacity, the ability to do that, the question again, coming back to Dr. Fitzgerald's statement, if they can work from home, they should be able to. That's our statement really there, is that Dr. Fitzgerald has suggested this dynamic. Those that can work from home, those can complete their work from home, should do so. If teachers are able to perform their duties as a classroom teacher and interact with students and deliver instruction from a home-based environment, obviously we're talking online virtual environment, if they can manage that from their home, keeping with Dr. Fitzgerald's recommendations, we feel they should be able to should do so. And that would actually be assisting things to actually consider limiting spread, limiting unnecessary contacts for the entire Metro St. John's community at this juncture.
Dean Ingram, when you took on the role of president of the Teachers Association here, I mean, did you ever foresee that you would experience these challenges, hearing from members, like you say, having staff to triage? Like, just tell me some of the concerns that were raised.
I had, related to COVID, this has been an interesting year, without question. It's created a new dynamics, and we have teachers under tremendous stress and strain. When you have teachers that are concerned about their own health and well-being, about how COVID has spread through, when we have teachers concerned about their child care arrangements, how to take care of that, those are real legitimate concerns. Their own stress levels, their own anxieties. There are tremendous pressure in the system. And again, I referenced this, I believe, on your network approximately a month ago. There was a survey done nationally that reflected the mental health and strain and anguish from teachers across the country. And I'm hearing the same thing on a daily basis. And last night, I didn't leave this office till pushing 10 o'clock, trying to field and deal with emails, which range from concerns about their own health and well-being, concerns about waiting for the testing procedures, how is a colleague self-isolating, what's going on with their student. There's so much anxiety in the system. And this is why, this being Teacher Appreciation Week, I would suggest you're hard-pressed to think of a time where teachers and all who work in our schools need support and letting me know that people are with them at this point in time. So this is Teacher Appreciation Week, and this is a time where if there was ever a time where teachers need that support and all school staffs, this is without question the week that needs to be done.
100%. How is this going to affect, you know, the delivery of education overall?
Well, right now we would hold that the best scenario is that schools need to be open. However, with safety concerns, as we see in the Metro St. John's area, and again, over the coming days, we may see exactly how far that interconnectivity has spread. Will it spread beyond the Metro St. John's area? Well, I would suggest that students from outside of St. John's and have interacted with students within the St. John's over the past couple of weeks. We'll have to monitor this going forward. That being said, for health and safety concerns, as we monitor through this, now I would say that moving forward, public health have to take these things into consideration. And it's actually interesting to note that every time we see a rise in cases, we see a tightening of public health measures everywhere except schools. As you move to an online environment, there has to be a transition, and that's happening now. And we're looking forward to having consultation with government and school districts as the implementation proceeds, including assurances that all students and teachers will have what's required and what they need to make the online delivery model work. There needs to be a transition, and we need to address the deficiencies that some students may have and ensure that teachers and students have what's required and what's needed to make that model work.
And just one final question, because we are in a time crunch. Dean Ingram, about how many members do you know? How many are in isolation or have tested positive?
I haven't seen any data on that specifically. I know there are a number of and I hate giving this answer vaguely, but I know there are a number. I wouldn't want to give a number because any number I have is basically not confirmed. But there are a number that are in isolation. There are, my understanding is there are a few that have tested positive as well, but I wouldn't be able to give you an exact number other than what I've heard through hearsay, and I'd rather not repeat what this juncture's hearsay.
Dean Ingram, thank you so much for joining the VOCM Morning Show.
Kindly welcome.
He is the president of the NLTA. Right now it's 7:40.